Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Machick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campanera scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball four. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donaldson moves to second. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Sparma moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Sparma scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Northrup moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick takes first base on ball four. Frien moves to second. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sparma bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Freehan moves to third. Magic moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Warren Bogle now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Freehan scores. Magic moves to third. Sparma moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ed Sprague now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball towards right. Jackson catches it and throws to home to double up Magic. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Wirt now playing third base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Ed Sprague. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Magic fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Magic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Magic strikes out. Two outs. Bob Christian pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for John Donaldson. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Matchick applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Ted Kubiak now playing second base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field. Keough picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keough. Freehan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Hiller now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Jackson moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday is walked intentionally. Cater moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Roy Face. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Jack Aker. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keough hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Frien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 4 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Frien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.